Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production of Entercom Communications. My name is Chris Evans. This is episode 7 of the COVID Chronicles, and today my guest is Dr. Scott Sasser, the president of Prisma Health University Medical Group and, for the time being, the COVID-19 Incident Command Leader. Good morning, doctor. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. It's my pleasure. I gather that this is probably a temporary title for you, COVID-19 Incident Command Leader, but it sounds like you're kind of in charge, at least pretty high up in charge, of all of the things that Prisma Health is doing in response to the current COVID-19 pandemic and epidemic that we're having here in the Upstate. Give us a rundown. Let me start with a question that I normally ask. What do you do and who do you do it for?
So I am the president of the University Medical Group, which is our multi-specialty physician practice group in the Upstate. I am an emergency medicine physician by training and background and have been with Prisma Health for almost 6 years now. Came here in late 2014. And so my job as president of the medical group on a daily basis is to oversee the operations of our medical group, whether that's in the ambulatory environment or in our inpatient and fixed facilities.
Okay. And I'm glad you brought up the University Medical Group because I did have a few questions about that. I think you said it's a multi-specialty physician medical group. What does that mean? What do you guys actually do there? I mean, multi-specialty obviously kind of has a connotation of running the gamut of all the kinds of different things that might affect people medically. But what is it really that you do with the University Medical Group?
Sure. So we are a group of 2,100 physicians and advanced practice providers, nurse practitioners, and PAs who provide care across the Upstate of South Carolina with and for Prisma Health. And our practice specialties run from primary care and family medicine, general internal medicine, to specialty care, cardiology, cardiothoracic surgery, orthopedic surgery. So we, and I say multi-specialty, it's an all-encompassing view of medicine, and we really cover the broad spectrum of healthcare for the Upstate of South Carolina.
Okay. You mentioned, I want to focus on the word university in the name University Medical Group. Do you guys do education? Are you training new doctors, or are you doing research? What's university about the University Medical Group?
On the Greenville Memorial Campus, as you may know, we have the University of South Carolina School of Medicine, as well as the Clemson University School of Nursing. And so all of our physicians interact closely with and many teach directly in those institutions to provide education for the next generation of students or residents. We have multiple residency programs, which are physicians in training across our organization. So we have a big academic footprint, whether it's in the training and education of that next generation of physicians and advanced practice providers, or if it's in research and studying how to do things better in our medical environment and how we can learn better.
So in the context of the current COVID-19 events that are going on, what is the University Medical Group's role in addressing the coronavirus epidemic?
So our physicians across all of our specialties are actively engaged in our response. You know, on a big picture, stepping back a little bit, preparedness is a part of what we do every day as a healthcare organization and as physicians and advanced practice providers. It's a part of our ongoing efforts, if you will, in readiness to make sure that we're prepared for any event, whether it's a natural or man-made event that could occur in our community. So we began, and we're not separate from Prisma Health. We are Prisma Health as a medical group. And so we work closely with our partners in nursing and administration and our team members across the organization to prepare daily. And we began preparing for COVID-19 when we began to hear about it, like most people did, several months ago, and then we formally stood up our incident command or our incident management structure in early March to respond. And across the footprint of Prisma Health, again, our physicians, our nurses, our advanced practice providers are actively engaged in that incident management response, both in caring for folks on the front line, caring for patients who don't have COVID-19 and for those who do, and for also helping streamline and operationalize our response, if you will.
So it sounds like you really are prepared for a lot of things and are intentionally prepared for a lot of things. I know that early on, especially when all of this was getting started, especially here in America, there were concerns about not having enough test equipment, not having enough what they call PPE, the personal protective equipment. Was that a problem here in the upstate for Prisma Health? And if so, how has that changed? Are we where we need to be now in terms of preparedness, or are we still working on that?
No, I think we are where we need to be as far as preparedness. Again, this is a part of who we are and what we do every day. And so when the time came to begin activating and standing up our structure to respond to this, we had the core pieces in place, if you will, to activate that incident command structure. I'll tell you that our supply chain and logistics team has done a remarkable job in ensuring that our patients, families, and team members have the personal protective equipment they need to keep themselves safe. And we're continuing, like everyone in the state and in the country, to continue to pursue avenues for further testing in our communities.
So there's no material shortages or anything like that? You're not hurting for supplies or anything?
We are in good shape. As I said, our supply chain and our logistics folks have done a great job, and we have the personal protective equipment and supplies, again, to keep our patients, families, and our team members safe. Absolutely.
Good. What about staff? I know that there were stories about some people being furloughed, you know, from various companies. I know some hospital staff were told to work from home if they were considered. I really, really don't like the phrase non-essential, but you know, people who could get away with working from home and didn't necessarily have to come in. Obviously, if somebody needs medical care, a doctor really kind of needs to be there to administer some medicine, or a nurse needs to be there to set an IV or something like that. You got to be there in person to do that kind of thing. But if it's just a matter of bookkeeping or record keeping, you know, some of that can be done off-site.
We have, in the midst of our response to COVID-19, we have really adapted innovatively and in novel ways to provide care through telehealth, through virtual visits, through communications between doctors and providers and patients, either through telephone or through doing virtual and video visits. And we've enabled our staff, where appropriate, to do telework and work from home in order that they can protect themselves and social distance. And if they don't have to be on site, they can work from another site.
So one of the reasons that we had all of the social distancing was the idea of flattening the curve and making sure that we didn't overwhelm the hospitals with people who had coronavirus and needed to be treated in a hospital. I gather, I've talked to DHEC about this, and I gather that there are, relative to the number of hospital beds that are available in the state, there are relatively few cases of coronavirus patients that need to be hospitalized. What is the status, as far as Prisma Health is concerned, about the availability of resources to treat people?
We absolutely have capacity and capability. We are not overwhelmed. In fact, as we've prepared for COVID-19, we have seen our hospital emergency department, urgent care, and physician practice volumes decline. We have physicians, providers, team members who are eager and ready to provide care for our community and who want to care for everyone in our community. I think that's an important part. We're here missionally, if you will, that we want to care for everyone in our community, whether it's someone who has COVID-19 or someone who does not. We want to be, it's who we are. It's what we want to do in taking care of this community. So in addition to our capability in our fixed facilities or our ambulatory environment, we have expanded options for both virtual and telephone-based care as well.
Right. And we've talked before on this program about the telehealth, but I think it's something that bears repeating, that this is something that was a phenomenon for a year or two, maybe a little longer, maybe 5 years before anybody had even heard of coronavirus. But it really has kind of become a critical element of addressing this with all of the social distancing protocols that are in place now.
Absolutely, it has. And we have really stepped into that space, and our physicians, team members, advanced practice providers have been eager to do this. And you're right, it's been something that as a healthcare system across the country, we have talked about and there have been forays into. And this has really been something we've stepped into and tried to provide that for our patients so that they could get a visit at home and they could check in with their doctor and make sure they had the medications they needed and get those prescriptions refilled or get that question answered.
You mentioned that the capacity was there to handle patients that are incoming into the hospital, partially because you've actually seen the workload in terms of treating patients drop. I know that some of that was because voluntarily hospitals had kind of put on hold or postponed some treatments that they otherwise would have done, things like regular screenings, mammograms, colonoscopies, elective surgeries, that kind of thing. Do you have any idea, is there a sense at the hospital when the hospital will start doing those kinds of things again?
Sure. And we, like many healthcare systems across the country, as the pandemic spread to the United States, stepped into this space very cautiously and said, we want to slow down what we're doing and look at our volumes and see what the impact is going to be for us and for our community. And so you're exactly right. We slowed down a lot of our things that we could defer. And again, we want to make sure we're taking care of everybody in this community. And so we don't want individuals who have either preventable illnesses or illnesses that need to be managed or need screening tests or have a time-sensitive, time-critical surgical procedure that has been deferred to continue to wait. And so we have begun to slowly screen and ramp back up some of those procedures to make sure that we can, and visit so that we can make sure we're taking care of this entire community.
And yet there are some things that can't wait. For example, if a woman was expecting prior to all of this happening, that baby's still on the way, whether coronavirus
Correct.
Is around or not. We've got to deliver that baby at 40 weeks and make sure that that happens. If somebody is having a heart attack or something like that, they need urgent medical care, and Prisma is available to take care of those kinds of things.
Absolutely, and we don't want individuals who are having serious medical conditions or concerns to delay their care. We want to make sure people know they don't have to put off care. Our goal is to make sure patients get and individuals get the care they need at the right time, in the right place. And again, other illnesses who need regular and preventive care, we want you to seek care and not put it off. Delays in visits, delays in seeking care could certainly, or seeking diagnostic testing or therapeutic interventions for that matter, could certainly make a condition worse. And I think it's important to recognize that as a healthcare organization, we manage complex infectious diseases daily. We do that. Other healthcare systems in our country do that. This is a part of what we do on a daily basis. So they're not new to us. And we can manage those diseases every day while at the same time safely caring for all of our patients. And Prisma Health is no different in that regard. This is who we do. What we do as healthcare providers and as a healthcare organization.
So suffice to say that if you think you need a doctor for something, don't hesitate to call your doctor. You need to get in touch with your doctor if you need medical care. Prisma Health is taking steps to make sure that any of their patients, whether they're worried about coronavirus or not, are safe in that environment.
Absolutely. And certainly if someone has a medical emergency, we want them to know that they can comfortably come into our emergency departments across the
Still call EMS and get an ambulance.
And come in and know that they will be taken care of in a safe manner and that we can we have the capability and the capacity to care for them and that we have team members and physicians who are eager to take care of them. And the same thing if it's an ambulatory practice visit. We're asking people to really lean into their primary care provider, lean into that healthcare system, have a phone call, have a conversation. We're going to talk to you. We're going to walk you through this process. You know, whether you should come in or perhaps stay home and have a virtual visit, we can help you decide that if you reach out to us and have a conversation around your care. The important thing we want people to know is this is who we are. This is what we do. We can manage complex infectious diseases. We do it every day. We do it in a safe manner, and we still can, want to, and will take care of all of your health concerns.
One of the things that Prisma Health is doing to address the coronavirus crisis, as it's known these days, is drive-through testing. Now, I understand that you need a referral from a doctor. You have to have first been checked out by another physician and told to go to Prisma to get tested specifically for coronavirus. But if you have these symptoms, this is something that Prisma can do. They can test you while you're sitting in your car.
Correct. Those are doctor's order. Certainly through our virtual platform, you can be screened and have a test ordered there. And then you're exactly right. You show up in your car. We have routing instructions and signs on our campuses, so you can come through, drive through the site. We'll do the test right there. Do the confirmation stuff we need to do, and make sure making sure it's you and the order is correct, and then get the testing done for you.
My understanding is that you guys are also doing mobile testing for the people maybe who don't have a vehicle or can't get out of the house. Is that still available?
It is, and we're expanding that over the course of the next week. And we're recognizing that there's not one size of testing methodology that fits everybody, and that not everybody can get to a drive-through testing or may not have access to that testing. So we want to take the testing into our community. So we're moving forward with that here over the course of the next week and continuing to do that and expand it.
I'm glad you mentioned different kinds of testing, because it's come up during the week. I've heard there are a few independent labs around the upstate that people can go to and get tested for coronavirus, COVID-19. And some of the reliability of these tests has been called into question, that maybe they may be giving false positives because you've got antibodies for a different type of coronavirus that isn't part of the current epidemic. Speak a little bit to the reliability of the testing procedures.
So when we talk about testing, we're really talking in two broad categories. One is testing for the actual virus. So if you're sick and you have symptoms, we're testing to see if you actually have the germ, if you will. You have the virus. The other type of testing that you've read about that tells us a lot more about immunity is antibody testing. And so that is a test that really measures your body's response. So if you maybe had symptoms 3 or 4 weeks ago, that may have been COVID-19, and we do a test after a certain amount of time, we should see your body's response to that virus and the detection of the antibodies. The testing that we have now is, in that space, is what we call qualitative testing. It just tells us whether or not you have the antibodies.
South Carolina DHEC has been reporting on number of cases. They're kind of aggregating all of the information from hospitals across the state. And currently, as we're recording this, the number stands at 6,095 total positive cases. I don't want to necessarily put you in the position of speaking for DHEC, because I know you don't work for them. But my question has to do with how many of those positive tests are from the antibody testing, and how many of them have actually identified the virus in people. Maybe can you speak to that just in terms of Prisma?
So first, I want to say that DHEC is, I think, for all of us in the healthcare space in South Carolina, has been and certainly for us at Prisma Health, has been a great partner as we've walked through
Sure.
this and had frequent communication with them and updates with them and really stayed in touch with them as we've moved forward on a global, not only clinical care, but public health approach to managing this outbreak. The tests that that are reported on the DHEC website right now, my understanding is those are all tests for the virus.
So those are definite, fairly certainly definite positive cases.
Yes.
Gotcha. We talked a lot about the different services that Prisma Health is offering in the context of this epidemic that's going on. And I don't think we've mentioned yet the website, prismahealth.org/coronavirus, is one that we've mentioned on a number of occasions. For people to go and find more information about how they can interact with Prisma Health, either through telemedicine, maybe through getting tested, the variety of testing options that you have, what's going on now at Prisma Health that is new regarding that?
Yeah, I think the big thing that is going on right now is a couple of things going on right now. One is the expansion, as I mentioned, of trying to do more community testing, trying to look for avenues and opportunities to take the testing that we're doing out into our community. Because as I'm sure you've read, and it's certainly true, the more we can test, the more we can get a picture of the true prevalence, if you will, of this disease in our community. And so on a current effort right now, it's really focused around continuing to expand our testing in the community. And we're continuing to work. I mentioned DHEC earlier, but we continue to work across the spectrum, if you will, with, you know, our colleagues and partners in, whether it's, you know, state and local county government, whether it's the business community, whether it's other healthcare organizations or academic institutions. This really is a whole community response, to use a federal government preparedness term. You know, responding to something like the coronavirus and the COVID-19 takes all of us, and it is a whole community response. And I think there's been a remarkable effort to partner, to collaborate, to share information across not only the upstate and South Carolina, but beyond on a national basis as we combat this illness.
With all of the testing that's going on, again, we mentioned just under 6,100 cases reported by South Carolina DHEC that are confirmed cases. Yet the virus itself, my understanding is that it has a period of time. It's only going to take a week or two to get over it. We've been dealing with this for almost 2 months now. Is there a sense of the rate of recovery? DHEC has a number of positive cases listed, but certainly somebody who caught coronavirus back in the beginning of March wouldn't still have it now.
Yeah, I think that's part that we'll know as we go through this further, as we get more information, tracking recovery, tracking individuals who perhaps had been asymptomatic, tracking those individuals who had a positive antibody test. We getting a handle on the recovered number will just take a little bit more time, kind of in the epidemiologic world.
So that's something that they're kind of saving for hindsight once we've gotten through all of this and know that everybody's relatively safe.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would say it's for hindsight, but it just takes a little bit more time to kind of get that data and follow up and get that information that informs that.
Gotcha. Now the conversation in the state and in the country is turning to getting back to life as normal, opening things back up. You know, do we need the shutdown orders still in place? Can we stop with all of the social distancing? How do we do that and make sure that we still stay safe so that coronavirus doesn't become another huge issue?
You know, as states and communities are making decisions about moving forward and opening up kind of the country again, if you will,
right,
that, you know, that it's important to recognize that we want to do it in a safe and appropriate manner,
right?
And as we go forward, and we also want to recognize that it is inextricably tied to healthcare in our nation, right? And it goes along with what you're talking about of getting individuals who need care taken care of in our healthcare facilities, but also recognizing that individuals, and you've seen like I have, where the unemployment rolls are going up and individuals are at risk of losing health insurance and health coverage. And we know that the data is pretty clear on that. Then we lose access to preventative care. Then we lose access to managing chronic illnesses in our healthcare system. And we see negative health outcomes when patients don't have access to care anymore. So as a clinician and in my role for the medical group, that concerns me, and I want to make sure that I'm concerned about everybody in our community getting the care they need. And it's not an either or, it's both and, right? We've got to do this in a safe and appropriate and consistent manner. For me, it always comes back to, I want to take care of everybody in my community. That's what I'm here for. That's who we are as Prisma Health. We want to do, and yes, we want to take care of our COVID patients, and yes, we want to take care of our non-COVID patients.
I understand. Dr. Scott Sasser, the president of Prisma Health University Medical Group and COVID-19 Incident Command Leader, has been my guest today. Thank you very much, Dr. Sasser, for being on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me, Chris.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.